Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 317 of Heroes Unlimited. This podcast episode is about ley lines and nexus points, places of magic in the Heroes Unlimited world. And because I'm a fancy motherfucker, this podcast episode has an epigraph. Over the generations, magic became a myth, an element in the pages of fantasy and science fiction, nothing more. Heroes Unlimited, Revised 2nd Edition, page 315. All right, with that in mind, let's talk about what the hell is going on with spooky locations, aka nexus points, in the world of Heroes Unlimited. We've been talking about ways to gain potential psychic energy, which is the magical mojo that you use to power your spells when you're a wizard or whatever. Yesterday, we talked about ways to get PPE from other people, or to meditate to regain it from your own natural stores. But if you want to do one big effect, the way to do that is to draw magic energy from a ley line or nexus point, where multiple ley lines meet. These are not random locations on the map. These are places that anybody with access to a New Age bookstore could guess. Every country, town, and province has spooky locations. Nexus points are at spooky locations. Not necessarily scary, but like, special. Timing is also an issue. If you go to a spooky location and there's not quite enough magical mojo there for you, you want to wait for a spooky time, like the equinox or the solstice. Now, you'll recall from pages ago, back on page 315, we talked a little about where nexus points are. It said back then about ley lines, quote, "These invisible streams are called ley lines. Where two or more ley lines cross over each other is called a ley line nexus point, or energy junction. PPE is strongest at nexus points. Many, but far from all, nexus points and some ley lines have been marked with stone circles, giant totem poles, and towering standing stones known as megaliths, to indicate places of power. Some places of power have also been seized by powerful practitioners of magic, clergy, creatures of magic, and demon lords who have built pyramids, towers, churches, temples, and secret lairs at or near a nexus or ley line." The indication here is there are so many nexus points, not even all the nexus points are marked by like standing stones or an ancient church or a pyramid or a tower or a castle. Just most of them are. So like any spooky location you're going to find in a tour book, seems likely it's going to be a nexus point. At first, this seems like good news for the enterprising crime-fighting wizard, because it means, you know, all I got to do is go try to fight crime in a neighborhood where there's like a historic church or an old totem pole, and that's a whole bunch of free PPE, right? But there are drawbacks. This page lists all the different times that you can go to hit up a spooky location for extra magical power, and each one of them lists risks associated with that time. See, those demon lords who are horny for magic that we talked about a couple pages ago, they fucking love to come through nexus points during spooky times. You got a spooky time at a spooky location, demons can't get enough of that shit. Neither can other extra-dimensional beings. So you're going to go there to get a bunch of extra magic to go fight the masters of evil or build yourself a wizard tower or whatever. Probably, awkwardly, you're going to bump into a bunch of other magical, powerful creatures, also milling around horny as shit for this magic, and you're going to have to work it out amongst yourselves. If you want to be safe, you can hit it at like a midday or a midnight. Not really going to have a rift open at those times. You get a little extra PPE. Any time spookier than that, and you are rolling the fucking dice, my friend. Let's say the equinox, right? Vernal or autumnal. Here's what it says. And I'm not going to run down all these. This is just by way of example. Quote, "Energy runs high during the daylight hours of the vernal equinox and the nighttime hours of the autumnal equinox. During this time, a mage may draw upon 20 PPE points per melee round, 15 seconds, at a nexus. This amount doubles to 40 points for 1 minute at dawn, noon, sunset, and midnight." So, the spookiest of spooky times, the tip-top spookiest times, are 1 minute at dawn, noon, sunset, or midnight on, let's say, the autumnal equinox at a spooky location, like standing stones, some other megalith. Here's the drawback. Quote, "However, there is also a 1 to 10% chance that a dimensional portal or demonic monsters, 2d4 lesser demons, devils, elementals, or entities, or 1d4 greater beings will appear. Roll once at dawn, noon, the setting of the sun, and at midnight." That is a 10% chance that 5 regular demons or 1d4 greater beings are going to emerge from the standing stones 4 separate times on this one spooky day for each nexus point. That's a whole lot of supernatural activity. How much is it? I'm glad you asked. I did some math. Because this is bonkers when you think of it. Like, in the context of a session, like, hey, let's go do a Stonehenge session. Let's give the wizard some time in the spotlight. We're playing around, doing a ritual. It's midnight on the autumnal equinox at Stonehenge. Wizard's casting a ritual. What are the chances some kind of evil monster comes through? Maybe 10%. It's comic books. But when you expand that over this whole world that's supposed to exist, it's nuts. Consider just, forget ancient churches and temples and towers and stuff, just megalith sites in the UK, right? There are 62 of them according to Wikipedia, and I'm sure Wikipedia doesn't list all of them. Now, I did some research. According to Beyond the Supernatural, 90% of megaliths in the UK are nexus points. So that's 55 of those 62, rounding down. Let's say it's the autumnal equinox. Each one of those sites, those 55 sites, has a 10% chance to spit out demons, devils, elementals, entities, or greater beings four separate times that day. That means over a third of them should spit out monsters at some point during the day. Now keep in mind, this is just the equinox. This is not even the spookiest time of the year. Like, solstice is more spooky, therefore more demons. But let's just say equinox. On the equinox alone, mathematically, we should expect at least 90 demons to erupt in the UK, or elementals, or greater beings. 90 demons! And like, if you're on a tour of the UK, like, hey, let's go visit my family in Scotland, and while we're there, let's like check out some of these standing stones they got over there. If your visit happens to land on the equinox, there's like a one-third chance you're gonna see fucking demons bust through. Those are fucking good odds if you're a demon fan. That's like better than whale watching. You're gonna see some shit, probably. Visit a few of them. Or, you know, have a picnic, camp out. There's four chances every day to see demons. This is the dumbest thing in this page, and I'll tell you why. Quote, over the generations, magic became a myth, an element in the pages of fantasy and science fiction. Nothing more. Nothing more, motherfucker, they're coming out of the walls. Your local spooky location, wherever you live, every spooky day of the year, every equinox, every solstice, there's like a one-third chance for every single one of them that it's fucking pouring out demons into the neighborhood throughout history. Like, if you live in the UK near some standing stones, you're seeing demons come through on the regular. Like, it wouldn't even be a surprise to you. Lunar eclipse happens like once a year. Forget about it. Forget about it. Like, there's like a 50% chance of a giant fucking hole opening in the sky and demons pouring out at 55 convenient locations across the United Kingdom. But everybody just forgot magic existed. I guess until they actually see a demon come kill their family. And they're like, what the fuck happened here? And their neighbor, who is similarly grieving for their lost family, the lone survivor of their clan, is like, I bet it was those demons. Remember those demons that come from time to time? It's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot that every solstice demons rampage across our land. Oh yeah. Magic is real. Damn it. Why can't I ever keep it in my head that magic is real and invaders from another reality are constantly murdering and pillaging their way across our village because they're horny for magic? Fuck. I would have told grandma to lock the door. So anyway, yeah, like two pages later from telling us that people have forgotten magic exists, now we're on to, by all rights, there should be a local emergency number in every neighborhood for what to do in case of a demon invasion, because there are literally dozens of demons pouring out of holes in reality at all times across the world, at predictable points that you can spawn camp. So fortunately, you know, you can have your local sheriff do the occasional drive by the standing stones on the solstice and the equinox and so on, you know, just in case. If we could ever fucking remember that magic is real. So anyway, this is a risky but powerful way to pump up a spell if you're in need of a little extra magical mojo. It's very risky, demon-prone, but still not my favorite evil way to get magic. Join me tomorrow when we discuss that evil wizard trick on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.